to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 874 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know I've got another fun episode lined up for us. In today's podcast, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out, I'll tell you more about those free seeds later on in the show. Before we go too far, I do want to remind you that this podcast is brought to you by our good friends at acinfinity.com. That's right, shop acinfinity.com and use coupon code IREARMY to save 10% off of your full purchase. All right, I don't want to waste too much time with advertising. I have got a great question here in front of me. I have a website. My website is iregenetics.com. On the top of that website, there is a row of tabs. One of those tabs does say Grow Help or Grow Questions. If you click on that tab, guess what? You can send me a Grow question. If I read your Grow question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. This question is a great question. This may be the only question for today's podcast. We'll see how long this one does take. This one came from our friend known as Lucky Bowl Packer. Lucky Bowl Packer, check your inbox and your spam because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. The question from Lucky Bowl Packer, it's a short question, but it's a good one. It goes just like this. It says, "Hey Rasta Jeff, how's it going? I only had one question. What caused your love for the plant?" That's a very good question. A lot of people have been listening to this show for a long time. Maybe people are brand new listening to this show. Many people may not know why or how I fell in love with growing ganja, cultivating ganja, consuming, breeding, being an advocate for ganja. How did I fall in love with this plant? This is a very good question. I think I'm going to dedicate this whole episode, no matter how short or quick this reply is, just to talking about how and why I fell in love with the ganja plant. What I wrote down in my outline, now that I'm rambling a little bit more, I realize how much more there is to this plant in my life than I even wrote down. I've got a few short notes here, but this plant has done a lot for me. My love, my passion for this plant has taken me very far. I have built a business. I've built a podcast. I've built a career. I've built a life off of this plant, off of my love and passion and understanding for this plant. I feel like this relationship with myself and the plant, it is very reciprocal. I give a lot to this plant. I give you guys a lot for this plant. And in turn, you guys give me a lot in return and the plant is giving me a lot in return. I do live a very blessed and maybe a privileged life, and that is because of my love and my passion for this plant, added with a few other skills. But without this plant, my skills and passions might not have lined up the way that they were supposed to. I feel like I'm right where I'm supposed to be because of this plant. It's given me a good life, a good future, a good career. I might not be as mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, socially stable as I am without this plant. I would be a different person. I've been consuming cannabis for my mid-early teenage years. I'm now in my mid to late 40s. I'm still consuming strongly, heavily. So I started as a smoker. That was my first love, right? We all fall in love with smoking the plant. Then after I was smoking, I began growing. Now I don't know if you made me decide between smoking, growing, and breeding. I don't know which one I would choose. Growing and breeding have a good chance of winning. If you made me quit one, smoking might be the one that I eliminated, which sounds wild. Because for a lot of people, that's the most important aspect of the plant. As I get older, I understand what I'm able to do with the plant. I can grow it and breed it in a special way. A lot of people in the past 10 years have really caught up. There are some amazing growers out there. When this cannabis revolution was new, a lot of us growers that were growing and learning quickly and being advanced at our skills, we were kind of a very special niche group of people. But now my skills are not rare. There are a lot of people that can grow. There are a lot of people out there that have surpassed me. A lot of my apprentices, they now grow in larger facilities than me. They're growing better product than me. And I am not ashamed or embarrassed to admit that in any way. I love that the next generation, the younger guys behind me, the younger gals behind me, that's another beautiful fucking thing to see some ladies in this industry. When I first jumped in, it was a sausage fest. It was Maddie and a couple of other ladies. And now there's a lot of women, a lot of ladies in this industry. And I love that. But a lot of those ladies and gentlemen and everything in between, they have surpassed me in grow skills. They even surpassed me in breeding skills. I don't feel like I'm some weed wizard or some sort of guy at the top of the mountain. But for a while there, I was one of the advanced guys, the advanced people in the Grow Knowledge. And now a lot of people are catching up and they're right on this level. And I have no problem admitting it or acknowledging it. I think it's beautiful. I love that the evolution of the cannabis legalization, the industry, the community, podcasting, the internet, it has made everybody a much better grower. It has informed and educated consumers. All right, I'm off on a good ramble here. You guys could tell I love this freaking plant. But not only am I a smoker, I'm a grower. I love to grow the plant. I love being in the room with the plants, smelling the plants, smelling the air that comes off of the plants, walking into the room and just that smell in the grow room. Everybody's grow has a different smell. I go to different commercial facilities. They all smell differently. Some of them smell like the pesticides they use. Some of them smell like the flowers they're growing. Some of them just smell like the facility. Some buildings just have a smell. I love that smell. I love the feeling of being in the room. And then I love working with the plants, touching them, seeing them, feeling them, looking across the room and going, ah, that plant over there, all these other plants are bright green. They look beautiful. That one right there, she's got a little problem. Let's go find out with her. Go find out what's up with her. Go walk over to that plant, touch it, feel it, smell it, see what's wrong with it, identify its problem, correct it, and then watch that plant grow even better in the next couple of weeks. Then after I grow that, I get to give it to people and they do the same thing. So let me get back to my notes because that's going to get me. This is getting into my notes that I've got written down. Why do I love ganja? How did I fall in love with this plant? Before I even smoked ganja, I had uncles, family members, cousins, people around me who were smoking, loved the smell, and they always seemed the adults were cooler after they smoked. That's something I noticed. I grew up around, I had three rowdy uncles. Two of them are gone. Rest in peace, boys. I love you and miss you every fucking day. But those three dudes taught me a lot of what to do and what not to do in life. They were my rowdy uncles. They were, some of them were smokers. Some of them were drinkers. Some of them did other things. I learned not to do those other things by watching my uncles do it. I saw when some of them drank, they would get rowdy. I saw that when people drank, they would get rowdy. There would be fights when people drank. But I saw when people smoked ganja, we all laughed. People went to Taco Bell. People ate a bunch of cookies. It wasn't problematic. People were cooler. The adults were better when they smoked weed is what I noticed as a child. So as I got older, I was like, well, I need to try that. You know, it makes the adults fucking better. Let's see what it does. And the minute I smoked, you know, I was getting stoned before that. I was hanging out with my uncles and just being around them. I was catching a buzz. But the minute I smoked, I was like, I get it. I understand this. So the first time I smoked, I'm trying to catch myself up on my notes here. I grew up around some savages and I saw that them drinking fucked them up, made them retarded. Actually, it kind of actually killed the two of my uncles. They should still be here if they did not drink the way they did. If they just smoked, they would still be alive because the uncle that quit drinking, he's still with us. But that's the poisons of alcohol. All my ganja smoker friends, they're still healthy, looking good, looking young, having a good time. So I saw from an early age that some drugs were bad, alcohol was bad, and smoking weed made everybody cooler. It made the adults easier to hang out with. They liked the kids better. I'm a parent now, and I noticed that when I would smoke, as my daughter's 21 now, I smoke with my adult daughter now. When she was a kid, I'd be like, I got to spend time with the kid, and I just might not be into it as much. We might be playing, and I might want to. We didn't have cell phones as much then, but I might want to be distracted by something else just because life was distracting. I would notice I'd go smoke and then go sit at her little play house or her play kitchen. And now I'm making whatever fake Starbucks Frappuccinos on her little kid playset thing and enjoying it and having a little tea party with her. I would just get more into it. I would play more. And so I saw that happening with me as well. The adults in my life were more fun and it worked on me as I became a parent. So I do have notes. I keep saying I'm going to get to them. It makes things better. Why do I love ganja? Because it makes things better. What does it make better? Life. It just makes life better. It feels better. Life feels good. I've been going to therapy for a couple of years. Nothing's wrong. Everybody's got some shit to work out. Go to therapy. It feels good. I've been going to therapy. I'm mentally well. I'm physically well. I'm spiritually sound. I feel good. But when I smoke ganja, I feel even better. It just feels better. It's like putting little chocolate sprinkles on life, or rainbow sprinkles even on life. It's like putting glitter on boobs. It just makes it a little bit better. It makes music better. I did not understand reggae music until I got super blazed one day and got in the shower and I was grooving and I was like, fucking understand reggae music right now. It's different. Ray, if you're a musician, reggae is different. Music makes reggae way better for me. It makes it, I understood it completely. I just like music when I'm smoking. It sounds a lot better. Also, different enhancements make music better too, but that's not the point today. What else is better? Food. Food is better after you smoke, bro. If you're going to go out to dinner and you go get your favorite meal, it's going to taste good. But if you smoke a fat joint before you go, that food's going to taste even better. I don't know why. It just makes it taste even better. What else did I put on my list? Sex is even better. Sometimes you get a little distracted and it takes a minute, which the fuck is wrong with sex taking longer, right? Sex is better when you're stoned too. I wrote down comedy. Comedy is one of my favorite things. They say laughter is medicine. Comedy makes me laugh. Sometimes when I smoke a joint, I just laugh anyway. So comedy and a fat joint, comedy's better after you smoke. Cartoons, imagine. So this is the scenario. You're sitting in front of the TV watching cartoons, eating a bowl of cereal. That's a cool story, right? Smoke a joint, do the same thing. Bro, those cartoons are way better, and that cereal just tastes way better. I don't know. Something about smoking that joint, taking a dab, hitting the bong, just makes everything better. It's like I said a minute ago, it's like boobs, but with sprinkles, just a little bit better. Then I like to meditate. I've been talking about my spirituality and my mental clarity. That comes from a little bit of meditation. You gotta be able to close out the outside world and go inside and really see what's inside yourself or myself. And that's how I'm able to deal with me the best. Just close my eyes, shut out everything. What's in here? Because this is what I can do. I can control, I can manage, I can correct, I can adjust, I can adapt by what's going on in here. What little things do I need to work on? What bothered me today? What made me glitch today? What did I get hung up on? What do I need to get over? I can deal with that, right? Sometimes can't get into it. Sometimes I want to open my eyes and check my phone or look and see what's going on. Take a little bit of a puff of a nice joint. Close my eyes. That Irie meditation comes on so strong. I can get there so quickly. I'm already seeing the little bubble zone that I get into. But a little meditation, smoke a little ganja, get in that Irie meditation. That is as Irie as you could feel right there. So it just makes things feel better. It's like sprinkles. It's like glitter on boobs. It just makes it a little bit better. I've got a brain injury. I think it was 2015. I hit my head. I'm not going to tell you the whole story. I hit my head, almost died, deleted a lot of the files on my hard drive. I fucked up my memory pretty good. From that brain injury, I've got some glitches. They're fixing up. It's been a long time. It's been nearly 10 years, which is amazing. Wow. It'll be 10 years here in a month. But I still have some glitches and issues from that. They're clearing up. But when I would smoke ganja, specific strains, especially Lemon Jeffrey, it would quit the little skips in my brain from happening. I kind of described it as there was a scratch on my CD. If you guys are from the CD era, how old are you? If you had a scratch on your CD, sometimes your CD would just have a little skip, a little skip, a little skip. Or maybe it's a record player. If you're even older, that record would skip, the record would skip. And then you got to clean the record or clean the CD. I feel like smoking ganja cleans my CD sometimes or cleans my record. Now, don't get me wrong. The first two dabs are medical marijuana. If I take two dabs, those are medical. The first one, that gets me right. That gets my fucking my brain to not skip. The second one, make sure that I won't skip for a few hours, fixes me, balances me out, gets me going. My third dab, no bullshit, that is a recreational marijuana dab. That third one is different. That third one is because I like to get high and consume. So don't get me wrong here by saying that I'm smoking to fix my glitches. That is what the key is here. It makes me feel better. It stops the glitches. But that third, fourth, fifth dab, those are for enjoyment. I'm not going to lie. I'm not trying to hide it. That's because I like the effects and the feelings of consuming five dabs. It just feels good. And I'm not going to get sick. I'm not going to die because it's not any of the crazy drugs that are out there. It's not going to damage my liver. I might drink an extra Doritos, which is going to put me at risk for that type 2 diabetes. But some water and a good meal, I will be okay. The most damage I'm going to do is I'm going to eat like shit for that day if I take five dabs. Where are we? It fixes my glitches. Medical benefits, not just me, but I've seen cannabis improve the quality of many people's lives. I can't tell you that it has healed people. I know people that have used cannabis to overcome problems and symptoms and ailments and diseases. But I can't tell you too much about that because that's kind of making medical claims and I can't say that. But I've seen things like that happen. But I've seen it improve the quality of people's lives is what I can technically legally say without any sort of ramifications. It makes people's lives better. I had a dispensary in 2008. Some friends of mine and I, shout out to the whole crew, you all know who you are. We had a dispensary in downtown Pueblo. People would come in, and I had a large demographic of people, 21-year-old dudes that would run into the dispensary and run out, and people would say, "What's wrong with that guy?" And I would say, "He's got a heart condition that if he doesn't consume cannabis, his heart rate starts going all wonky, and the cannabis helps his heart rate stay in line. You can't see what people's conditions are." So he's 21. He runs in, he runs out. He still buys cannabis to improve the quality of his life. I had a little tiny old lady, we'll just call her Carol. She was all hunched over. She had a plethora of medical problems. She was on a mountain of medications. She came to my dispensary looking for some type of relief. She had never smoked cannabis before. This was before a lot of the rules. There were no rules at this time. We were kind of developing the rules at this as this was happening. Since we didn't have any rules, I grabbed her a chair. Her husband was with her, so she was safe. Let me put this in line, give her a disclaimer here. Carol had her husband with her. She was safe, and he approved of what we were doing. I grabbed a chair, and I said, "I really think from your description, smoking this product," and I grabbed, I think it was chocolate chunk, if my brain serves me correctly. I said, "I think you want to smoke some of this chocolate chunk. Would you like to try it?" And she said, "Sweetheart, I've never smoked." And I said, "Let's smoke." And we sat down, and I packed a bowl. I showed her how to pack a bowl of chocolate chunk. I showed her how to light it from the top and not the bottom, like we saw that one dude do on that TV show that made him look like a head. Showed her how to take one good smoke out of that bowl, tap it out with her, or put it out with her lighter and set it down. I showed her how to inhale it, exhale it smoothly. And then her husband and I sat there with her for a few minutes, and I watched the symptoms of her pain and her anxiety. She was bent over. She was hunched over. She was sad and she was scared. And she took an inhale, and she blew it out, and you could watch her shoulders just drop from the stress. The stress blew out when she exhaled. Her neck went up a little bit, and her curiosity of life went back up. I watched that lady enjoy life just with one puff of cannabis. She said, "This is working. This is doing something for me." And so I gave her multiple grams of different kinds of flowers to take home with her. I had that permission from the dispensary. I could give those products away because this was going to help this lady. I gave her like probably 7 or 8 different grams, and I told her, go home and try these all at different times and just take one puff and see which one does your mind, your body, your spirit the best that we could do for you. And then we'll start providing that for you on a very regular and cost-effective basis. So I got to see this lady over time. I keep saying she was hunched, and she was folded over. She was a foot shorter than she should have been because her confidence in life, her confidence in herself had vanished because of her illness. The pain was taking over. She was becoming afraid of life. She was becoming depressed. She couldn't go out and function, so she was becoming a hermit, which was compounding all of these things. And in the results of that, I just stuttered so bad. I don't usually stutter. That was wild. The results of this were she was hunched over like the freaking Hunchback of Notre Dame. And when she started smoking, it gave her back her confidence, her enjoyment, her self-esteem. Her physical pain went away, which made her smile, which made her and her husband get along better. This is one person out of probably 1,000 people that came to my dispensary. I'm just guessing. 1,000 people that came to my dispensary that I got to interact with and help and improve the quality of their life. So if you don't fall in love with something, and then I was growing that product. I was working with the plants and feeling the vibration, the love, the energy from the plants. I got to grow them, and then we got to trim them, dry them, and cure them, and then take them downstairs and give them to Carol and watch her life get better. Like, how couldn't you fall in love and enjoy that? That is, from start to finish, that is a fulfilling feeling. There's nothing but love and care and compassion and positivity in that. There's no darkness. There's no downside. There's no negativity. The negativity and downside was all Babylon legal ramifications. We were closed because we were illegally zoned, and then they tried to fine us and do all kinds of dumb shit, but we got out of that. But so I got to see young people, old people, and everything in between improve the quality of their life by consuming a product that my friends and I cultivated in a facility upstairs. So that was, how can you not love seeing people feel better? They were sick, they were sad, they were scared, and now they enjoy life, and they pop in every week to remind me. We had a burn victim that came to the dispensary, and he was toasted from head to toe. He looked like you were thinking, yes, And many people, they were afraid of him because of his appearance. And I had to overcome a little bit of, it might have been fear. I don't know what it was, but I had to shake this man's hand. I didn't have to. I got to shake this burned victim's hand and look him in the eye and make friends with him. And then he was a firefighter that got burned up really badly, and we got to help him and develop a relationship with this guy. People were afraid of him when he first came in, and he was afraid of us when he first came in. But after a few visits, that guy was our friend, and we respected each other and took good care of each other. So I remember a lot of those people that came to the dispensary. They all have a spot within me still. I feel like I still carry that energy as I'm breathing, as I'm growing, as I'm smoking. That is still in me, and that is still out there in the community. Those people still remember me as the guy that showed them how to use cannabis and medical marijuana properly. So that's a huge role to play on both sides of that relationship. My next note is unity. Have you ever seen a bunch of people smoke and get mad at each other? Like, I've never taken a dab and been like, oh, you know what? Fuck you. That's never happened. I've taken a shot of tequila, and I don't know what they put in tequila, Jägermeister, they both have it, but there's a surprise in the bottle. It could be in the first shot or the 17th shot. It's in there somewhere, and you never know who's going to get it either. But you could take a shot of Jägermeister, and by the time you set that shot glass down on the table, you just pick somebody, and you have decided, fuck you. Fuck you, your mom, your mom's dog, fuck your uncle. And I don't even know why, but we have to fight now. And that's in tequila. That's in Jägermeister. Whiskey doesn't do that. Whiskey has coyote arm. Coyote arm is when you take a shot and your arm flies up in the air and you go, woo, that's coyote arm. But you never get that out of cannabis. Cannabis doesn't have coyote arm. Cannabis doesn't have fist fights. Cannabis doesn't have shit talking in it. Cannabis has unity in there. You smoke some dabs, you smoke a joint, and everybody you just smoked with is now some of your best friends forever. Even when that buzz wears off, you're still going to be friends forever. I don't know what the magical effect is, but I've never smoked a joint or smoked a dab and been like, let's go beat somebody up. I've been like, man, I've been being a dick. I needed to smoke a joint for like an hour now. I got to go apologize to some people and get some snacks. So the unity in cannabis. I've smoked with people of every color. White people, black people, brown people, yellow people. Whatever other color there are, I've smoked with those people and we all enjoy it. We all have a good time. There's no racism in cannabis. Every color of people loves to smoke. There are some people whose just their brain chemistry and their mentality, they shouldn't smoke, but they'll learn that and they won't. And they'll just have a bad experience on their own and they won't enjoy it. But every race, every religion, everybody on the planet can enjoy cannabis with me. I'm not going to discriminate. Come smoke. Whatever religion you are, maybe we could smoke a joint and we could solve some problems together. If your religion and your religion don't get along, smoke that joint. Let's talk it out. Maybe it'll be peaceful. I wrote age, sex, location. Nobody cares. Smoke. I do care if you're old enough. Like, you got to be an adult to smoke with me. I'm not smoking with no babies or nothing. But if you're old enough to smoke and if you show up with some weed, I'll smoke with you. I don't care if you're male, female. I'm adjusting to being more comfortable smoking with people that are in between. Yes, it's 2025. I'm learning about trans people and becoming more comfortable with that. It's what we got to do. I'll smoke with you if you're trans. I don't care where you are. We'll smoke. It's more fun to smoke in weird fucking places. Stoners know the coolest places to smoke. Okay, here we go. Random. This is out of the top of my head. In the comment section, please let me know your favorite place to smoke. Where's like a creative place to smoke, a weird place? Where's a notable place that you have or like to smoke and consume cannabis? Leave that in the comment section. I look forward to reading your comments. That's going to be a good time. And then I wrote, everyone loves to smoke. The thugs, the goths, the hippies, the Rastas, the moms, the doctors, the lawyers. Everybody likes to smoke weed, dude. Everybody but Babylon. Everybody but law enforcement. And you know what? So many of them smoke too. Trust me, I know it. So everybody loves to smoke ganja. How could you not? So the question was, how did I fall in love with cannabis? First of all, by smoking it and feeling better. And then second, I got to grow cannabis. And then being around the plants and watching them grow, I can grow from a seed all the way to a smokable product by myself. I don't need any intervention. I don't need a hand. I can do that. Me smoking that product I grew is such a fulfilling experience. Growing it was a ritual and a meditation in its own. Smoking it is a ritual and a meditation in its own. Sharing that with you, watching you enjoy it, is a whole nother meditation and ritual in its own. And I love every step of it. A lot of people find growing cannabis to be daunting and to be a task and to be work. I could grow weed all day and not do any work. I love producing and cultivating cannabis. So I get to grow it, I get to smoke it, and then I get to breed it. Now, my role in the community is making new strains. I'm creating new cultivars and new genetics for recreational and medical consumers to enjoy. And mostly what I'm doing is creating shit that I enjoy. And then it just so happens that you guys like what I'm making. It's like a musician. It's like I'm making an album and I'm like, this is how my heart felt. This is the music that I heard. I'm going to put it out. And if you love it, you love it. And if you don't, you don't. Luckily, I've got a good eye or ear or nose for growing because you guys really seem to love it. So I think my love for the plant shows in how I grow and how I breed, how I come on here every week and give you 30 minutes of my time just talking about ganja for free. I do have a Patreon channel, but without the Patreon, I would still do this. So I think my love reflects for that, and it developed by smoking and enjoying it. I can remember smoking with my high school bros, Chris and Shannon and Randy and Andy and Greg, and Todd didn't smoke much, but he hung out. I'm sure I missed Dave and Brandon, and there's a bunch of them. I'm trying not to miss anybody, but that was my high school crew. Some of my favorite memories are just in the car smoking with those boys or driving around trying to find weed to smoke with those boys. That was part of the adventure. Back then, you guys are spoiled now. All you new smokers are spoiled. Back then, we had to drive around and just hope that one of the buddies would page us back. Yeah, pager, dude. That's how it was. You'd go to the Burger King, and Burger King had a payphone, and you'd page them and put in your pager number or your cell phone. We didn't even have cell phones. It was a pager. Or you put in the Burger King payphone number and hang out by the phone and hope your buddy calls you on time. Like, or just drive around, and hopefully we'd see one of our weed dealer friends driving around town, or maybe he's at the park, or who knows. Things were so different. Now you run out of weed, you just go to the fucking store down the street. There are 20 stores within 5 minutes of me. I could go buy weed and concentrates or whatever. It's wild now. I don't even remember where I was in this part of the chat, but part of my love for this plant developed just around finding cannabis. It used to be fun. And I know it sounds like a pain in the ass driving around looking for weed, but that was part of the mission, just driving around trying to find it and then finding somewhere safe to smoke it and then figuring out what you're going to do after you smoke it. What kind of shenanigans do we get into? And then after that shenanigans happened, you and your friends never forgot about that. There was some blank shit you didn't remember, but you always laughed about. Remember that time that Chris did this and then fell off of this into the pool and whatever? Just some random shit. You'll always remember that. So cannabis is always a good time. If respected, you could disrespect it and you could try to get too high, and you will. You'll get the spins. You might get the throw-ups or whatever. And you could definitely, if you try to do something silly, this is where we make that adult disclaimer. Don't drive if you're all fucked up, and don't operate heavy machinery, and don't do dumb shit, because cannabis will make you respect it. But if you respect this plant and love the plant, it will love you back. Whether you're a recreational consumer, whether you're a medical consumer, whether you're a spiritual cannabis consumer, that's new. I'm making that one my own term now. There's medical, there's recreational, and now there is spiritual cannabis consumption. Whichever one you're doing it for, if you're just doing it just because you like to smoke weed and get high, that's fine. That's awesome. All right, guys, luckily I got interrupted or I would still be rambling about why I love this plant. It is time for me to wrap up this podcast. I think I have made my point. I have been consuming cannabis since I was a youngster. I remember one time, I got to give my uncles another shout out, then we'll finish this up. I remember one time being in the back of my Uncle Eric's Chevy El Camino with a camper shell on it. Uncle Eric and Uncle Ron, both of them have passed. Miss you boys, love you, rest in peace. They were smoking a joint. We were on our way to a concert. They were listening to the Metallica Black Album. That smoke came to the back of that car, and I got so stoned. I think I've been a pothead since then, and they didn't even know it. So big shout out to my uncles, Ron and Eric, for setting me on the right path and giving me the right idea about cannabis. I saw them do a lot of other things, and I saw that ganja was the way to go. I always loved the smell of it from the beginning. I loved being around those guys when they smoked, and then I saw it everywhere else I went, and I learned to recognize it. I could smell it, I could see it, and I knew. So I think I was a stoner before I even was a stoner. I was born into this, and I'm grateful that I found this niche. Without this plant, who knows? We'll guess, we'll speculate, we'll anticipate where I would be. I'd probably be a failed musician. I would probably be working at a bowling alley or something like that right now. I'd probably be working at Guitar Center trying to sling drums or some shit like that. That's probably what would have happened without cannabis. So I've got nothing but love, gratitude, and respect for this plant. My dude, Lucky Bowl Packer, you are a Lucky Bowl Packer because you are the only one that is going to get free seeds on today's episode. Make sure you check your inbox for that coupon code for free seeds. Everybody else out there, I talk about free seeds on every podcast. Every time I read these questions, I do give free seeds. Don't feel discouraged if I did not read your question on this episode. I've got a mountain of emails over here in front of me. I've got a whole other stack of them here in another little paper holder thing. If I did not read your question on this episode, have no fear. It could be the one right on top of this pile. I could read your question on the next episode. Also, keep sending in good questions. Who knows? Your question may pop up on the next show and you could win free seeds. Don't forget, check out iregenetics.com. There's a link to iRedirect. That's where you can get the seeds. There's a link to the Discord server. Join us on Discord. Come take dabs. I hang out on Discord. I take dabs on video. You can ask me direct grow questions. We can hang out and bullshit. Who knows what's going on Discord? Pop in, say hello. There's also a link to, what else didn't I tell you? Patreon. There's a link to the Patreon on iregenetics.com. All right, that's all the advertising I'm going to do for today. I'm going to wrap up this podcast. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my friend Smell My Fingers. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece in and I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, poke him up, and relax. Hold up.
Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. Spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, cure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. Soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. In the light we stand.